Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Happy Friday, today is June 10th, 2022. 今天是本周最后一期的 regular program 了。Let's get started. The first one is about the US capital market. Stock losses accelerate ahead of Friday inflation report. It's from the Wall Street Journal. US stock benchmarks posted their biggest declines in more than 3 weeks Thursday,as investors awaited inflation data that will help determine the pace of the Federal Reserve's interest rate increases this year. Traders and strategists say the inflation data could heavily influence the next stretch of trading for markets and help shape the Federal Reserve's interest rate decision for later this year. 第一则新闻呢，则是有关于美国资本市场的。受到加息预期和周五通胀数据的影响，美国股市在周四呢，出现了近三周来最大的跌幅。The second story is about the European market.ECB signals rates lift off, ICE bigger move in September. It's from Reuters. The European Central Bank ended a long-running stimulus scheme on Thursday and said it would deliver next month its first interest rate hike since 2011, followed by a potentially larger move in September. With inflation at the record high 8.1% and is still rising, the ECB now fears that the price growth is broadening outand could morph into a hard-to-break wage price spiral, heralding a new era of stubbornly higher prices. 第二则新闻呢，则是有关于欧洲市场的。欧洲央行在昨天终于正式宣布了即将结束已经实行多年的货币宽松政策，并将于下月开始其十多年来的第一次加息，同时呢，在九月可能采取更大的加息步伐以应对通货膨胀。The third piece is about the Japanese yen.Japanese yen slides further against dollar on BOJ policy divergences. It's from the Financial Times. The Japanese yen fell to a new 20-year low against the dollar on Wednesday, pushed down by expectations that the Bank of Japan will defy global trends and keep monetary policy loose. The yen dropped as much as 1.4% against the US currency, taking it past 134 per dollar.It has declined roughly 4% this month, and has in recent days neared its weakest level since early 2002. 第三则新闻呢，则是有关于日元的。市场预期日本央行将继续保持宽松的货币政策，所以日元对美元的汇率呢继续下跌，达到了134日元兑换一美元，这几乎是2002年以来的最低点。The first story is about sports.PGA Tour officially suspends golfers participating in inaugural LIV golf event. It's from CNN. Following the start of the inaugural LIV golf event near London on Thursday, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan announced that all golfers play in the breakaway series have been notified that they are suspended and otherwise no longer eligible to participate in PGA Tour tournaments. As you know,Players listed below did not receive the necessary conflicting event and a media rights release, or did not apply for release at all. And their participation in the Saudi Golf League LIV golf events is in violation of our tournament regulations, Monahan said in a memo. 第四则新闻呢是有关于体育方面的。高尔夫球联盟 PGA 呢正式对几位参加了 LIF 高尔夫球公开赛首场比赛的选手呢进行了竞赛。高尔夫球联盟和沙特王国目前新设立的比赛呢还存在很大的争议，这导致了部分运动员呢处于困境。The last piece is about a UFO. NASA plans to join UFO research efforts. It's from New York Times. UFOs almost certainly are not alien visitors buzzing Earth skies, but NASA is nevertheless financing a study that will look at unexplained sightings with an open mind.During a presentation on Thursday to National Academies of Science, Engineering, and Medicine, Thomas Zurbuchen, NASA's Associate Administrator for Science, said the study would try to specifically examine what the federal government calls Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, or UAPs. 最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于科学方面的。NASA 又开始了一项新的对不明飞行物的科学研究，该项目呢将对所谓 UAP 呢进行科考。All right, that's all for today's news story. 你可以在 show notes 里面找到这些新闻的标题，也可以参考同名公众号里的完整版。同时呢，在 show notes 和公众号里也提供了一些单词的中英文解释供你做参考。That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time. 非常感谢你的收听，今天节目就到这里了，我们下期再见。